The executive director of WACAM, Hannah Cranton, says Ghana has not given the needed protection to her mineral resources over the years. This has left her vulnerable to external shocks. Reacting to layoffs by mining companies, Mrs. Cranton said gold is not inexhaustible and therefore there should be measures to ensure that a country gets the best out of it while it can be found.
It's part of the legacy problems that Ghana is likely to inherit if we do not manage our resources very well. The problem is not only associated with AngloGold, but Newmont is also talking about laying off workers, some 400 of them. And also, once we have the ore value going down, we would have some of these experiences. The point is that Ghana did not adequately prepare for the past. You see, gold has phases. We have the boom when many companies come because the price of the commodity is high, the demand is high, and when the price starts to fall, many of them pack their baggages and leave. We were thinking of the revenues that we are deriving without necessarily noting the legacy problems associated with mining. Labor is just one of the aspects that suffer when mining companies decide to fold up. When you do your trial balance and you do not factor in the cost of environmental pollution, for instance, the cost of social dimension of mining, you end up with a situation where the companies may fold up one day. And when you are asked to assess the benefits, you are at a loss. Because now when they lay off the workers, how is government going to absorb the workers in other sectors that government invested the revenues in? What we need to do as a state is that when we talk about investment, we should capture all the costs involved in the investment, the social costs, the environmental costs, the fiscal environmental destruction, and all those costs that are intangible. We should make sure that natural resources like coal are non-renewable. So the moment you start mining, you see the end of the mine. You shorten the lifespan of the mine. So you invest in areas that are more sustainable so that when the companies fold up, you still have something to lean on.
Mrs. Cranton appealed to government and the Ghana Chamber of Mines to ensure that adequate compensation is paid to those who are laid off.
What government should do is to try and see how to educate communities and the workers to invest judiciously the money that they will get. And that's all that we can do for now. But in the long term, companies should be properly regulated. We should look at their investment plans and see whether they are capturing all the costs, and then look at the benefit streams that we derive as a people and see whether in the long run, Ghana is going to benefit from this kind of investment. We have gone into attraction of foreign direct investment to promote mining. But if you strike the benefit and then even lose out legacy problems, Ghana has only benefited about 6% of mineral money into the GDP. So, and the environmental degradation is around 10%. So we are not doing our homework well. We need to put in place safeguards to protect the interests of the country.